Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I'm Glenn DeGeek. Woo-hoo. From Lexington, Kentucky.
And I definitely have, like, you know, Friday-itis. I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 15th, 2011, episode 120, sponsored today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore!
Thank God it's Friday!
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Hey, Jamie, hey, I really don't have time to do the show today. You know that.
Why?
There's so much to do. There's just lots to do. I am announcing at a horse show this weekend. It's the MET Benefit Horse Show, and I've never announced at a horse show before, so I have to practice a little. Do you mind if I just practice a little?
Let's hear it.
Next up in the Super Starter Itty Bitty Novice Stadium Jumping is Jamie Jennings on Jet. JD and Jet set a land speed record earlier today on their cross-country ride, racking up an amazing 14 penalties for going under the time. She made a tack change, I see, adding a Common Cool IV drip. Let's see how this goes. On deck is number 13, Beaker with Jennifer H. This is a change from the printed order of go, as the pair could not get past the Mrs. Pasture's horse cookies tent earlier today. What do you think?
Yay!
Am I ready?
I think you're ready, and you just have to work on doing a bit of an English accent. Throw that in there, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I got to sound like, what's his name? Nigel.
Yeah, you got to sound like Nigel. So try just a little bit one more time.
Okay. Wait a minute. When we did the English accents, when we had the acting company, I had to do this first. Elizabeth Tudor had breakfast would make and a pot of strong beer and a pound of beefsteak. That gets me warmed up. Next up in the Super Starter Itty Bitty Novice Stadium Jumping is Jamie Jennings on Jet. Jamie and Jet set a land speed record earlier today on the cross-country ride, racking up an amazing 14 penalties for going under the time. She's made a tack change, I see, adding a Common Cool IV drip. Let's see how it goes.
When you did it, it was good. You just sometimes kind of forgot as the sentence went on. Started strong, though. You started strong. It's good.
By the way, this is actually the first horse show I'm going to ever announce at.
That's huge. I mean, you know, is it like a hunter jumper show? Is it an eventing
thing?
Actually,
I get the jumper part. The hunters are the day before, and I get the jumping parts, which I'm happy about. And it's actually the MET Benefit Horse Show at Masterson Station Park, right across the street from my house. So I don't even have to go far.
Short commute, so that's good. But do they understand how absolutely poor at pronouncing names you are?
You know who sets this up and is part of the board over there is Karen from Kentucky Performance Products, our sponsor for today. And Jennifer will vouch for this. I must have sent her 5 emails back that said, do you understand how bad I am at this stuff? Do you understand what you're going to get? Do you understand what you're asking for? Do not come to me after and say, oh, man, that was terrible, because I don't do names well. I can't be serious for more than 5 seconds at a time, and I have tremendous ADD. So, and she thought that would be absolutely perfect for a horse show announcer.
Well, the good thing is that's not the Hunter division you're doing, because that would, your ADD would kick in on those flat classes, and you would be staring off into space, and the judge would be signaling you to tell the riders to canter, and you'd be like, look at the bird. Is he a bird? Squirrel! That's a nice truck. Look at that truck over there go by. Ooh, look at the sky. It's so pretty. I love the clouds. Oh, my God. It's so hot out here. I am sweating right now. Ugh, I need to take my shirt off. No, these new shoes are still kind of hurting my feet.
Hey, Jamie. Glenn's ADD is so bad, it spills over into my office, which is on the opposite side of our house. He will get up and run over here several times each day and say, come here. You got to look at this. And it's something completely random. You know, YouTube videos of people painting their fingernails, because he can't stand it. He has to share his ADD.
Yeah, he can't focus.
Yeah. No. Speaking of which, what's up on today's show?
Since you're here.
On today's rendition of Freestyle Friday, we highlight the inaugural Kentucky Reigning Cup with Becky Jordan. As if we needed another reason to come to Kentucky besides the 3-day event, now we've got world-class reigning as well. So get ready. Following up will be Jamie and Glenn with another perplexing group of not-so-classy classifieds submitted by the listening public, that'd be you. It's really bad ads, yay!
That was exciting.
we had a bunch of really bad ads submitted to us. Thank you so much. And today's prize for the really bad ads is Dr. Rose's Remedy Skin Treatment Salve and Spray, which is 100% natural. We have some here at the house and have some at the barn. And it really does work on those cuts and scrapes, so we highly recommend it. And thank Dr. Roses for donating some for the winner today. You have a new sound effect that we have not introduced yet, and you might want to explain it and then give everybody a sample of it.
Okay, hold on here. Let me find it. Is this this one?
Yes.
So sometimes Glenn, bless your heart, will be talking about one thing, and he'll just totally start talking about something else. I mean, we will be talking about the weather and what's going on for the weekend, and then you'll hear this. And he's off talking about Chad being a fighter pilot. I mean, it's that random. It is that obscure. It's just like you're like, whoosh, like your head goes from one side to the other so fast because you're like, what did he just say? So when you hear that, that is me getting trying to let Glenn know gently that he has changed the subject really quick.
And on that note, I really expected you to play it after I did that.
I would if it would let me. It's still playing. There we go.
You're going to play with that all the time. I don't know if that was a good idea giving you that. Hey, today's Daily Winnie is for Aubrey Miller. She wrote last night on Facebook, hey, guys, my friend's mare is on low alert on her cam on mare stare, so she could foal any time. If anybody wants to try and catch it, it is 6:45 Eastern now, and the cam is here. Well, apparently it should have been high alert, because when I checked in about 9 o'clock, there was a little tiny baby sitting there. A little baby was just getting up. It was so cute. I'm rather glad I missed the whole birthing part. I can miss that. I like it after when I was really amazed, because it had to be no more than a half an hour after mommy had the baby, and she was up eating, just hanging out, and the baby was trying to stand up and all wobbly. So So if you get a chance, go to our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning and just scroll down a little. And if you click on that mare stare cam, you'll see the little baby in the stall with Mommy. So wandering around, we were watching it a little bit this morning. It was so cute.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I've got a winning too.
Oh, you do? Okay. Hold on.
I wanted to do this story and before we get into the really bad ads, because it's a little bit of a serious story, but it has a great ending. If you remember, Abar Koa was the original jockey for Mucho Macho Man, and a couple days before Mucho's last race, he actually came off of a horse. This is about 6 to 8 weeks ago when he came off of a horse. And he fractured his C4 vertebrae. He basically had he was completely paralyzed. He was a complete quadriplegic after this. And 2 months later, yesterday, Abar Koa walked out of the hospital. He walked out of the hospital. The doctors are like, we don't understand what kind of miracle just happened. The doctor actually says, quote, I think the credit for the miracle that occurs goes to the man himself. When I first met him, I felt something special about him. His attitude was so positive that I knew he was going to work through it. I could tell he would make an amazing recovery. But the amount of time that he came back, I mean, he had back surgery to repair a fractured C4 vertebrae. This happened on February 18th, and the man walked out of the hospital yesterday and plans to ride again. So, unbelievable. Congratulations to Abar Koa and the entire Mucho Macho Man team and his family, and his wife was there with him. So, it was just a really cool experience. So, here, this is for Abar.
Yay, good job. Wow,
it's
that's
unbelievable.
Amazing.
And of course the man's like, I'm going to ride again. So there you go.
How about he do the same thing that the MIG does? How about he get himself a nice, if he wants to ride again, how about a nice gated horse that's mm-hmm. nice and smooth?
He and the MIG can ride into the sunset together. That'd be
that's
nice.
That's right.
But no,
and
I doubt it.
And throw Frankie Lovato on there and his little pony called Popcorn, and we'd have the Three Musketeers.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Well, I know, Glenn, that today is our day of really bad ads. And it's my favorite day of the week because I get to pour through Craigslist ads throughout the week looking for the most ridiculous horses for sale ads. I mean, people will try to get rid of anything, and they will do it trying to trade random things. And we've got a lot of cool ads coming up right around the 10 o'clock Eastern. However, see, you actually got kind of hooked on the Craigslist bug. You certainly understand why I love pouring over these ads, because you found a section in Craigslist called Best of Craigslist. The best
Did you know that was
Craigslist,
there?
Oh, gosh, I wish I could have the time back that I've spent sitting in front of my computer reading that ridiculousness. So the best of Craigslist is like the best idiotic ads, and you found a couple. So I want you to go ahead and read the first ad that you came across.
I'm too busy tracking up reading what Jennifer wrote on our notes. She says we could have an entire circuit of retired racing jockeys on their gated horses. Celebrity Gated Racing, brought to you by Horse Radio Network.
Hold on. Hold on, here we go. Hold on. We're talking about Craigslist.
Okay. I can just picture it, though. Okay, so the first one I found in the Best of Craigslist section, which, by the way, is very addictive, and you just don't want to go there because you'll waste about 2 hours. This one, the title was 911, Chevy van stolen from storage shed. Really pissed, in capital letters, that was the title. 1986 Chevy conversion van stolen from my shed in Springfield on Sunday. Description, dark gray color. Side and back rear windows covered in silver duct tape and sprayed over with black spray paint. Well, that's pretty obvious. I was planning on turning into a bus for my church.
Mm-hmm.
That you got it. This is important. I was planning on turning it into a bus for my church. That's why the windows look like that. I'm not sure why he had to spray paint them black, but people know me would back me up on that, so I'm not worried about it. Okay, now this is where it gets interesting. Now, this was a bus for his church. Very personal, private items inside. One, two sets of police-style handcuffs. Very valuable, steel locks. I have the key, so you can't use them anyway. I would really love to have these back for sentimental reasons. Two, they're...
Sentimental reasons, gross.
Two, there might also be some old magazines, too, maybe. But they aren't mine. My neighbor asked me to store them inside of my van so his wife wouldn't catch him looking at them. But they aren't mine. I would like them back so he doesn't get in any kind of trouble for looking at that sort of thing. We all sin, but God knows our heart.
Oh, gosh. Please stop
but
using
they aren't
Jesus.
His.
Please stop using
Jesus.
Oh,
that's not all. Now, this is the thing he's converting into a church van. Keep that in mind. There is some homemade, like, VCR tapes, too, that aren't mine. Believe me, I go to church all the time, and people who know me will tell you that. So I would never look at that kind of stuff. But it would be real nice if I could just get them returned to their rightful owner so people don't think I look at crap like that.
Oh, no. Oh.
God knows that I don't... I knew I couldn't get through this ad. God knows that I don't, and that's what's important. Please let me know if you have seen this vehicle. This really hurt my plans for the weekend.
The last line is the best.
Oh, no. Okay, so let me... Okay, so it's ruined their weekend plans to have their conversion van with the windows blacked out with spray paint and duct tape, with inside handcuffs, magazines, and porno tapes. But none of it's his. But it's really jacked up his plans for the weekend. So if you could please just return all of his belongings, because this vehicle is going to God. It's going to be a church van, and it needs to be blessed. This person is going to, have a special place right next to somewhere downstairs, okay? Front row seat.
And the people who know him will tell you he never does that stuff.
And that's
say.
What they say about,
Jeffrey Dahmer. They said the same thing about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Exactly. When you watch the news, I don't know. He was such a quiet guy, really nice, kept to himself, kept up his yard, cut his grass on time. Never thought he would murder 19 people.
Except for the porn tapes and the handcuffs in his van. He was great.
Oh, my gosh. That's just fantastic. Okay. Let's see here. I found another one. But you found this one actually, but you wanted me to read it because I think you probably couldn't get through it. And let me point out that this is an actual real ad, a real Craigslist ad that somebody was selling. Well, not even really selling, giving it away. It says free 17-foot canoe, not seaworthy. The ad starts out, not seaworthy, great for kids' sandbox. Not seaworthy, ideal for flower bed. Not seaworthy, cool for decoration. Not seaworthy, cracked outer hull degraded beyond repair. Not seaworthy, don't put anyone but your ex-wife in this canoe. It will sink. We will help you load it. What?
Are they helping load the ex-wife or the canoe?
Oh.
But it's not seaworthy. They really wanted to reduce their liability on this one, didn't they? It was like their lawyer said, you got to put this in the ad.
Oh, my gosh. That's just great. That's great. Well, thank you for the best of Craigslist ads. We have... Actually, have our
there was about 1,000 more.
Oh, we'll have to do that every Friday. Is just search through the best of Craigslist for non-horsey related ads. Imagine if we found a horsey one in the best of. I mean, although I think that it would be hard to beat what we have down below and what all of our listeners sent us. So let's go ahead and
bit.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to do the complaints or should I just go do the ad and we'll get to our first guest?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Why don't we get that answers your question, didn't it?
Yes,
how about
we
take a break for our sponsor and we'll get to our first guest because she's here and waiting.
All right. The show today is brought to you by, and we thank them very much, Kentucky Performance Products. And horses consuming limited grass due to busy competition schedule or because of diet restrictions, or if you live in Phoenix, may not be getting enough natural vitamin E. Horses in rigorous training, seniors, broodmares, and stallions often require additional levels of vitamin E to meet their needs. So when you need to supplement with natural vitamin E, choose Elevate Maintenance Powder by Kentucky Performance Products. Affordable, effective, and research-proven, Elevate Maintenance Powder vitamin E is nature's most powerful antioxidant, protecting your horse on the cellular level. The proprietary form of natural vitamin E found in Elevate is easily absorbed and readily retained in the tissues that need it most. It effectively provides the essential natural vitamin E missing from hay, and it supports the strong immune system and healthy muscle function necessary for top performance. And you can learn even more about Elevate Maintenance Powder and all Kentucky Performance products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
Well, it's appropriate that it's Freestyle Friday because one of the coolest things about raining is the freestyle event. And this year, for everybody coming in to the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event, they're going to have a special treat. Because in the evenings, normally everybody would just go out drinking and have nothing to do. Now you don't have to go out anywhere. You can just take a walk to the other end of the park and see some really cool reining. And we have Becky Jordan here to talk about it. I actually met Becky a little bit ago during the World Equestrian Games, and her daughter Lindsay. And by the way, her daughter Lindsay is fantastic. We've had her on some of the shows. She's a graduate of Auburn University, an all-time winning equestrian in Auburn school history. She's a tremendous reiner, and I hear rumor that she's going to be competing there as well. So let's say hi to Becky. Becky is the vice chair of marketing and National Reining Horse Association and the vice chair of the High Performance Reining Committee for the USEF. Did I get any of that right, Becky?
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you for having me on this morning. If that means, you know, cheap labor, volunteer labor is what all of those committees mean.
That's true.
I'm excited. Thank you for having me to promote my very favorite sport, which, of course, is reining. And we will actually have two nights of reining during Rolex. Friday night, we have a 100,000. I like to laugh and tell everybody, our cowboys, just show me the money. We have a $50,000 class, and then they've added another $50,000 in a team concept. So those guys coming in are the open professionals. We will have some of the medalist team here. I know Tom McCutcheon is coming up, who was our gold medal reiner. So that's Friday night after some dressage. So come on over to the All-Tech Arena and join me. And then on Saturday night, as you mentioned, the fun stuff, the freestyle.
Freestyle reining is so, so much fun because they're really allowed to do, you'll see them hopping on and off the horse. It's just really cool stuff, you know, obviously to music. And now is Lindsay, your daughter, going to be competing at this reining event?
Yes, she is planning on competing. She actually brought home a horse who graduated from the Auburn 9 years was in their equestrian program, and he just was pretty fractious with the girls. So she's been trying to get him to chill, and we think he'll be freestyle appropriate. This will be his first time, and she's going to do a tribute to UK basketball, so it'll be kind of fun. And
neat.
Yeah. So, you know, the whole thing about, you mentioned freestyle, I mean, it's pretty much anything goes as long as, you know, it's not detrimental to the horse. You can, no bridle, no hands, dressage moves, on and off. If you remember Trevor Dare during the World Games, you know, did he vaulted on and over off each sides of the horse when he was galloping around the arena. Aaron Ralston, who was a previous team medalist, rode bareback. So it's pretty much anything goes, and it can be humorous, entertaining, touching, just great music and a lot of fun moves.
Yeah, some of these guys get the humor really down. I mean, they really do. And costumes are encouraged, too. You can,
yes.
Your horse can be costumed. You can be costumed. It really is some really fun stuff. You know what Jamie and I were talking about earlier in the week when we were talking about this reigning event being there, and I'm very excited to go watch it. Reigning was one of my favorite things at the World Equestrian Games, is the amount of money in the Western world is incredible.
Yeah, we've just I don't know what the maybe it was because as cowboys and riding quarter horses we were always broke. I'm not sure exactly where the money comes in, but our sponsors have really stepped up and it's true. You know, we have coming in. I'm not sure about Mandy riding. Mandy McCutcheon, Mandy McQuay. It will be coming with her husband, Tom McCutcheon, but we have an amateur rider that has earnings over $1 million. Now, I'm not sure that any amateur, maybe some of the top riders in the English world, but that's a heck of a lot of lifetime earnings.
Yeah, that is. It is. And you know, we've had a couple of those guys. We've had Tom on the morning show here with us and Sean Florida and they're all just great guys. They're fun to talk to, and they're very down to earth. That's the other thing I like about the Reiners.
Right.
You know, and I'm sure you see that. You work with the National Reining Horse Association. They're also very generous. They do a lot of work for charity and things as well.
Right. One of our favorite charities when we have some of our national shows is Make-A-Wish, and so we usually have celebrity riders come in and compete for us. We've had Bill Shatner do celebrity reining. One of the WWE wrestlers did some reining, and we do that for Make-A-Wish Kids. So that's kind of, we do some great charity work, and so I'm very proud to be associated with the whole thing. It's the fastest growing discipline. Europeans love it. We just finished a European Futurity, and they packed an arena in Kreut, Germany every night. So it's very fan friendly, very popular. We love for our crowds to hoop and holler if they see something they like. We try to engage everybody. I think it's a lot of fun, and it's been surprising to me that folks here in Kentucky have taken to it. They like to come out and see it, and I get a lot of calls about, okay, I'm kind of intrigued with this. I like a horse with a good handle. Where can I come and ride a reiner? So it's fun.
I have to get back to something that you just said, because you said that there was a as an eventer who makes no money and spends their entire, life savings trying to compete and having fun at it, how exactly does an amateur make over $1 million and still be an amateur? Doesn't that mean that they're not an amateur anymore when they're making money doing it?
Well, in our rules, and of course, that's lifetime earnings. And you have to remember that Mandy started out probably at 7 or 8 years old. In fact, she has a son, Cade, who is now riding and showing in some big amateur classes. And I think he's 9 or 10 years old. But as long as you are not a professional, you do not ride to make a living, you don't give lessons, and you have another job, and you just ride in classes on the weekend, which is what Mandy does. She's a full-time mom. She has 2 children. She doesn't ride for a living. She doesn't teach lessons. We are considered amateurs. So if you don't do it for the money, it's just that in the reining world, there are quite a few. I remember you could basically go to a show on a weekend and be in a couple of classes and come away with a paycheck for $6,000. So it's not too hard to do.
I'm changing sports.
Well, we that's the whole idea. We welcome everybody changing sports. We want you to come and join us.
Do you think that a 16-2 Belgium Warmblood would be able to sliding stop and spin?
you're saying that, but actually, there are some guys down in Florida that come to a show in Ocala every year, and they're big Warmbloods, or actually they're big draft-type horses that are in one of those medieval festivals,
Oh, yeah.
They carry the knights. they every year at the Spring Ocala Show, because I guess they're in that area where the dinner theater is, come over and they're in our reining classes. And there's a big gray, some type of a Percheron cross with, you know, he's got his feathering feet and he's a big guy. He does, I've seen him be third in a really nice class down there. So any breed can do it. It's, you know, if they've got a good face and they're, easily up in the bridle and collected, they can spin and they can, you know, so yes, the answer is yes. Come and join us.
You'd see the fastest warm blood turning circles.
Without any control whatsoever.
No control. I didn't say they'd be small. When we go to do our slide, it'll be more of a canter, trot, walk, halt, and it might take the entire arena. But you know what? It's the effort that is put in. No, I really think it's awesome. My cousins actually are reiners in Dallas-Fort Worth, and they absolutely love this sport. And it's such a cool sport for them because it's a family event. You know, there's two girls that ride. There's the mom and the dad that go with them, and they travel around, and they go to all these competitions. They pack everybody up, and the whole family goes, and it's a family-friendly weekend, and they really get to spend a lot of time with each other. And I just think that's kind of what it's all about as far as, you know, the amateurs going out there and doing it, and the kids going out there and doing it, and spending time with their parents and spending time with their family. I always say the best thing for a 16-year-old girl is a horse show on Saturday morning. Morning at 5 a.m. because that is going to keep you out of trouble on Friday night. That's definitely what it did for me. And I want to hear a little bit more kind of as far as the schedule goes, because I definitely don't want to miss it. When cross country is over, the big draw for Saturday, how much time goes by before the reining starts at the
horse
park?
Well, it's my understanding that the last horse on course is about 4-ish on Saturday, and our freestyle starts at 5:30. So we... you know, being that we're the Western sport, we do have some very wonderful margaritas chilling down in the Alltech Arena. So we want you to finish up. You know, it's going to be a warm, delightful day on cross country, so we want you to finish up. Come on down, get a ticket for freestyle, sit and have a margarita, chill with us, and then be entertained. So the schedule is that the freestyle will go off about 5:30, so it'll give you plenty of time to come down, finish up on course, walk down, and put your feet up and be entertained.
And if you don't like margaritas, we all know that the Western Cowboys do not drink any beer at all. So
no.
I'm sure there will be no beer at the event at all.
No. And I have to say, we have a new food service at the Alltech Arena, and I have actually had the food down there, and it's wonderful. So, you know, we used to have a little bit of...
Blended.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you know what? You know, and I know I'm going to offend some people here. The food at the Kentucky Horse Park over the last 20 years has been awful. And that's not a secret, and I'm not the only one that has ever said that. So I'm glad you. So we're finally going to have some good food. Yay.
We have a new food service provider. Everyone that I've talked to that has come to a show this spring, they've had a luncheon out there, has raved about the food. So
are you saying that you didn't like the fried burritos and churros that were down below? And then the ice cream on a stick and lamb that comes on a skewer, you weren't a big fan of all that? What do you think?
Rolex is an exception. They did have some good food down at the Rolex, but when you just go to the normal events, that was... I won't say the name of the company that used to cater there, but it wasn't great. It wasn't great.
You're very... I totally concur, but we have corrected all that. So
good.
Now 5:30-ish on Saturday. Pete Kyle is coming in. He does a great job with freestyle. He's one of our professionals. There's a lady named Laura Scholler who won the Congress freestyle last year in the fall. She does a tribute to Secretariat. Some really cool acts coming in.
Does she do the one where, I think I saw this one, where she comes in the jockey outfit?
Yes.
Oh, Jamie, I am telling you, you will absolutely love that one.
It's a tribute to Secretariat, and the Rainer is wearing his silks. Oh my gosh, I just got goosebumps.
Cool.
Yeah.
It is.
She
cool.
is the, she is a tiny little thing. She's a little blonde, lives up in Ohio. I know her real well, and she stays up in, you know, in jockey tucked up position, and how she runs down and stays up like that when the horse slides is, don't ask me how. I'd be rocketed right over his ears. But,
no, catapulted.
Yes.
And she's in a and she's wearing a little exercise saddle, not a Western saddle at all. It's a little exercise saddle. She looks just like a jockey, only doing her doing really a freestyle reining. It was really cool. It was neat.
It's very cool to see. So there's some there are some really really good acts coming in, and I say acts, some entries, whatever you want to call it, but it is about entertainment. So I think you'll enjoy that. And then of course, as I said, for you know serious reining, the open class on Friday night, opportunity to come down and see the world's best. And there, as I said, our gold medalist Tom McCutcheon is coming in, Casey Hinton out of Whitesboro, Texas, Pete Kyle. So we're Sean is coming down. So we've
is
got
Sean
some major.
Down?
Yeah, we got some major players. Yeah.
Good. Terrific. And how much does it cost? Is it an extra charge to go see the reining?
There is. The tickets are, I believe it's $15 one night and $20 for Saturday night. I believe that's correct.
Okay. So people can stay right in the park and just walk down and
ride
right
in the
that.
Park. Come down that hill, meander down. It's going to be great weather, and come join us and prepare to be entertained and hoop and holler.
Oh, you're promising the great weather, Becky?
Well, you know, Rolex can be, but the great thing about it, I can promise you great weather in the Alltech Indoor Arena.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you had a connection we didn't know about.
I wish. I like nothing better to walk around cross country day in the sunshine and sit in the sun and watch those amazing horses. So my fingers are crossed like everybody else.
Now, where can people go for more information, just in case they need to check on anything? Is there a website, a phone number they can call?
There is a website. It's Kentucky Reining Cup. It's brought to you by Ariat. I'm not sure if Ariat is in the title, but if they will Google Kentucky Reining Cup, they'll get all of the information.
Yeah, I had it up here. It actually is KentuckyReining.com. KentuckyReining.com is the website address. And Ariat is the big sponsor. And Jennifer and I just bought new Ariat boots, so we're going to have to wear them. We're going to have to represent. All right, cool. Well, this has been fun. We're looking forward to it a whole lot. And we're actually doing our morning show live. Rolex has invited us to come in. We're going to be set up in the trade fair area in the old indoor. So we'll be sure to mention this. We'll be live Thursday through Sunday mornings. And I will tell you what, we're going to round up Sean Flaherty and Tom and see if we can get them up to chat with us one morning live on the air.
Good. If I see anybody, I'll send them over your way, and I'll stop by and say hello. I'll have the cowboy hat on.
Yeah, do that, and definitely make sure your daughter stops by, too. She's absolutely delightful and a lot of fun.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Proud mom.
All right.
So thanks a lot. Thanks for having
no
me, guys.
No problem. Thanks, Becky.
Okay. See you.
Bye-bye. She is a proud mama. She is one of the ace supporters of her kid when she's out there doing her reining thing. She's very good, too. So let's do the song now. We'll do it a little bit early today, and then why don't we get into our ads and just have some fun to take out the show and maybe wrap a little bit early.
Sounds good to me. Today's song is brought to you by Pocket Stable. Pocket Stable is the only iPhone app that's been created for horse owners who want to keep all of their information, including vaccines, wormings, farrier, dentist visits, together and easily accessible. You can also track weight, get reminders of important events like when you need to vaccinate again, deworm, when your farrier needs to come. And, you know, I just had the vet out last week to do all the spring shots. I plugged all that in. I also plugged in the fact that a couple of them got their teeth floated, so I don't have to think about it again until it reminds me next year. So you can find Pocket Stable in your app store. It's only $3.99, and it's on your iPhone, or you can visit them at pocketstable.com. Today's song we're going to play is by Marianne Kennedy, and the song is called Pasofino. With all the discussion that we've had about Pasofinos this week, we found a Marianne Kennedy Pasofino song. So to all of those people that got offended, here you go. This is for you. Thank you.
He moved like the wind, smooth as a mesa across the horizon. I had to have one. I wanted to ride past Ophino. Nothing can carry me quite like you do. Paka 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 paka. Fino and Quarto and Largo. Runs in their blood. I sit in the saddle and hold a Makati. I feel the fire and I have to ride past Sofino. Oh, the power, the Rio. Paka, 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 paka. Like you do. Paka, 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 paka.
That was Pasofino by Marianne Kennedy, and of course you can buy all of Marianne Kennedy's music at MarianneKennedy.com.
So I just sang that, and then it made me realize that yesterday I got an email from my mother about my singing yesterday, because my mother listened to it.
Oh, you did?
She wasn't listening for a while because she had moved, and then she was trying to get her computer, and it was broken, and I was fine with that. And now she's listening again, and I would like to say that, Mom, I did not appreciate your comments about the fact that you're glad that you quit paying for singing lessons when I was a teenager, and that it would have been wasted money anyway. Because how I embarrassed you and embarrassed myself. So thanks, Mom, for all of that. I really appreciate it. I'm glad you didn't waste your money too. Thank you very much.
Well,
I get an email from her like, I am so glad that I did not waste my money sending you to any more than 3 singing lessons, because clearly you did not have the talent for that. I cannot believe that you would embarrass me like that, playing, singing that stupid song about cleaning a horse's penis. Like, thanks, Mom. Thanks for that.
You know
I
what?
Love you.
You can't be too embarrassed, because on our Facebook page a couple minutes ago, Teresa posted and said, "Hi, Jamie. I'm a friend of your mom's over here in Florida. She told me about your show. This is my first time listening to it." Well, welcome, Teresa. If you have any stories that you would like to tell us about Jamie that we don't know, you can give us a call at 347-637-3238.
Hold on.
Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Hold on. Do I know who Teresa is?
I don't know. But you also sent me a picture I'm going to post on Facebook right now.
Jen said she needed a puppy update. And so this is the very photogenic and special. If you just heard him bark, I just threw him outside while you were talking. Boomer. And he is riding our gator. His favorite thing to do, we have a gator, and I have to go get hay, and I bring it back in the gator, and then we drive it around the farm everywhere. I clean the pasture with it. It's a very useful vehicle. And he thinks at any moment that one of us may just get on the gator to drive somewhere. So anytime he comes running back towards the house, he runs and dives onto the gator. Because it's his favorite place in the world, his favorite thing in the world. He likes to get on it, and he likes to stand up very tall and have the wind carry his abnormally large ears up into the air. So that is the photo that I sent you, Glenn.
These guys are growing up, aren't they?
Oh, it's so sad. They were such cute little puppies, and now they're like two-year-olds, and I just want to kick them sometimes, but they're awesome too. and I would send you a picture of Zenyatta, but she is currently in bed with her father. She is a snuggle dog. She wants to be underneath the covers. She lays there. She does not move all night long. She takes naps with me in the afternoon. She is a bed dog. She wants to be in the bed. If she gets in the house, she runs straight to the bed, which is not fun when we ear gator pasture and it's completely muddy, and then she sneaks into the house and runs and jumps in the bed. That's happened twice. Yes, the puppy adventures continue on a daily basis. I try not to bore you guys with it too much, but so I just sent you a picture. Did you post it yet?
Yes, I did. It's up there.
There. That's Boomer's favorite place in the whole wide world is right there on the gator going about 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, he's an adventure dog for sure. He looks like it. He looks like he loves that stuff. He'll be on the saddle with you, too. You know, at some point you're going to need a little Boomer collar and just hang him from the saddle. Hey, Jennifer was playing around the other day, and before we get to our really bad ads today, she was playing around and found the Better Business Bureau had put out some statistics in 2010 of the complaints that they get against companies. So I have a question for you, Jamie, a little quiz. What do you think has the most complaints? What industry has the most complaints?
Cell phone.
At the Better Business Bureau. Close. That's number two, actually.
Okay, let me guess again. Cable.
How do you know that? I didn't know that. It is cable. Cable television has more complaints than anybody else. They had 30,000 complaints for the Better Business Bureau last year for cable television. Cell phones, number two. I guessed auto dealers. I figured auto dealers get a ton of complaints.
Okay, let me
guess.
Let me guess. The third one would have to be something to do with the computer/internet.
No, that's way down the list, actually. Auto dealers was third. Yeah, I would have guessed that. Number four, and it's something that, you know, I can see people complain about because they bounce their account and they blame the bank, and really what is the bank's fault, but then the bank charged them $8 million for bouncing their account. So banks is number four, that right in there. Okay. Guess what's number five, and I didn't even know you could complain about these people.
The restaurants or grocery stores.
Yeah, I had guessed that too, but it's not. It's collection agencies.
Well, everybody's going to complain about a collection agency.
I know. You would think that they would have more complaints than anybody else. Auto dealers was on the list. Used car dealers was on there. Auto repair and service. You got to think that people probably complain about their auto repair shop. Number nine was internet shopping. I didn't even know you could complain about internet shopping to the Better Business Bureau. I mean,
well, I guess
there's
got to be someplace you can report all the scams that go on online. But I'm not surprised that cable is number one, and because those are things, cell phone number two, those are things that people don't actually need, but live their life through their television and their cell phone. And so the thing that people use the most is going to be the thing they complain about the most, because there's just more users. I mean, how many times has your TV gone on and you're like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with myself? Holy cow. My cell phone. I lost my cell phone. I feel so out of touch with the world. So those, are, of course, are going to be two things that people freak out about.
And then the least complained about, let's talk about those a little bit, microwave oven dealers.
Okay.
I just thought I'd let that one out there because, I really never complained about my microwave oven. It just goes on and works, and I guess that's it. Welding inspectors. I didn't even know there was a welding inspector, so that's something. Airport designers. Airport designers don't get any complaints.
Oh, I would like to lodge a complaint against the Phoenix Airport then. It's designed so poorly. I didn't know you could complain, but what is it going to do? Like, they're going to be like, oh, we got a complaint that Terminal 4 is way too far from Terminal 1, so we need to move these closer together.
How about Square Dance Apparel?
Shut up. That is not something people do.
It is.
Complain about.
How about another funny one I found on here was BB gun manufacturers. There's only been one complaint all last year against BB gun manufacturers. So apparently they're doing quite well at making their BB guns.
Nobody's shooting their eyes out anymore. See, they saw the movie, and they're not shooting their eyes out. That was too easy.
And then the last one, the one at the very bottom of the list, is fish processing equipment manufacturers.
Oh, gross. Oh, gross.
So that was just kind of a fun list there. Thought I'd bring that up. Well, today we're going to get to our really bad ads, and we're going to start a little bit early here because there's a lot of them. Thank you to everybody who sent in the ads. There's a ton of them here. Today's prize is some Dr. Rose's remedies. It's skin treatment salve and spray that are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, and they are antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients, and they can be used for most skin conditions, from hot spots in dogs to rain rot and wounds in horses. This is good stuff. We use it. It really promotes the healing and really does heal very, very well.
Pay attention.
So it's time for our really bad ads that everybody has submitted from Craigslist and other places. And you want to get us going here?
I sure will. So I was reading Aubrey, when I read the ad about the canoe, said, does not float, does not float, does not float. You know, she compared that to... The reason that they kept writing it does not float is because people are going to call and ask if they can try it in the water first anyway, much like the he's not broke. Can I come out and ride him first? He's not broke.
Well, that's right. So, I remember your story.
I had this pony for sale, and I was like, this pony's not broke. This pony is just looking for a good home, needs to be a companion. If you want to train it to drive, train it to ride. My kid is really good with horses. He can train it. I said, really? So your kid can train my pony that's not broke? Yes. How old is your child? Well, he's a really good rider. He's 2. I was like, get off the phone. And you're a bad parent. Yeah, good time. So from Samantha in Iowa, she sent us our first one. And the title of the ad is, I need a pony, ... Trade? ? Looking for a kid's pony. It's a very short ad. Looking for a kid's pony. I have non-eating items for trade. Non-eating items for trade. What were you going to trade? Girl Scout cookies? What the heck? I will only trade for eating items. I have a great pony, but only will trade for eating items. Sorry, this doesn't qualify. Are you kidding me?
You know, I wonder if she was trying to say that she has things that don't eat for trade, like non-living things, or Was she talking about food, non-food items? I don't know.
That's all the ad said, and then it gives her phone number. We should call her and find out.
Well, how about this one? Kevin in Arizona sent in. Thank you, Kevin. We have another male listener. He sent in, our stud horse has gone missing from pasture near Joe Max and 163rd. I think he may be searching for mares.
No.
He knows his stud horse very well. So look out. If you see a horse running up there, Jamie, look out.
Well, what's funny is that because you posted it here on my page, too, is it says our stud horse has gone missing from pasture near Joe Max and 163rd. Now, I would like to point out that my riding lesson is on Joe Max at 160th this afternoon. So I may actually
Well, look out for
horse.
A stud horse.
I know, but what's funny is they go on to give a description of the horse. He's 15 hands, he's sorrel, he's stocky build. If you've seen him, call this number. You know what? I'm going to call if I see any loose stallion running around. How about that? I'm just going to call your number. It doesn't matter what the horse looks like. I'm going to call 911 and your phone number and say there's a horse running around. He's a stallion and he's breeding mares all along the field. I mean, come on, Kevin.
Hey,
come on, wake
hey,
up.
Hey, do you
dude.
Think if he actually does that, this guy, Kevin, or this guy in the ad is going to have to pay child support?
No, I didn't think about that. That's pretty good.
Hey, Jennifer, you had one from a sales flyer. Tell us the one from the sales flyer.
Oh, yeah, this is a sales flyer we picked up when we were at Equine Affair. And it's from a pretty good-sized tack shop that sells from their store as well as online. And it's their, I guess it's their springtime blowout. And in the horse clothing section, they always put at the top the headline, you know, it's a fitted sheet or it's a turnout blanket or something. And it reads, traditional plaid cotton sheet. And right there in the picture is that classic tan and navy blue plaid horsewear that we're all familiar with in the English business. And then the very next line under bullet points where it tells you whether or not it has leg straps and stuff, it says, now it starts, traditional plaid cotton sheet. And then the next line says, 100% multi-weave acrylic.
So it's not traditional at all, really, it's acrylic.
You know what's really funny, though, is the real ones, the Bakers, and the Baker brand ones, aren't cotton. They really are an acrylic blend. So that's what I thought was really hilarious about it, is the traditional plaid cotton sheet.
100% acrylic. That's not
acrylic.
Cotton at all. Why would they even say that?
Got your attention.
Yeah. This next one is from Faye Windsor. And Faye is sending this from the Denver Craigslist. And I love this one. This is great. And I'm just going to have to read the words the way she spelled them because they're actual words. They're just not the right words. We have the most lovely, affectionate horse for sale. My 13-year-old daughter has been working with her most or taking the lead on her training. She has been taken on 2 trail rides in the last 3 weeks. She has worked in the round pen daily. My daughter has ridden her at a walk and a trout daily for the last month. She was born in Quebec, Canada. Again, she's been riding her with 1D, ridden her at a walk and a trout. On the bad side, while she has a larger rider on her and you are at a trout, she has bucked. Have not determined if it's her heat cycle or it's the weight. She has bucked twice in the last 6 months, once when we first bought her and once 2 weeks ago, both times she was in heat. She is a bit lazy. She does not go fast. She doesn't like trail rides. She doesn't like arena work. She is very healthy, no health problems. With that said, she needs an owner that understands horses. She would also make a great horse to breed. We are not selling her because of the bucking. We are not selling her because of the bucking. My daughter needs a horse that enjoys arena work. Okay. So the good points are we've ridden her to walk in a trout daily for the last month. She was born in Quebec. On the bad side, she hates the arena. She hates being in heat. She's lazy. She doesn't like to go fast, and she'll buck you off when you start riding her. But would it make a great breeding horse?
And the other thing is, what is a 13-year-old training a baby for?
I have no idea. Again, the daughter has taken the lead on her. Clearly, you know, I wish you had to pass a test to get a horse, you know.
I know.
They would fail. It's much like the 2-year-old who's going to train my pony. But they're not selling her because of the bucking, okay? It's not the bucking. At least they told you she's off.
Well, this one's from Carol in Pennsylvania. Noble is a 4-year-old, 16-hand, 1,600-pound gelding. First of all, 16 hands, 1,600 pounds, you got a fat horse. You kind of need to put that horse on a diet. He is very kind, gentle, and has laminitis in all 4 feet. No, I added that. He is very kind, gentle, and eager to learn. I have had him since he was 10 months old. I ponied my kids on him when he was still a stallion, and he only bucked and kicked once. Need to sell due to health reasons. Now, do you think the selling due to health reasons was because they got kicked? Or
this
is not related.
Oh my God, he's kind and gentle and eager to learn. He's only bucked and kicked once. Need to sell due to health reasons because I have a broken freaking leg.
We could combine that with the past ad that says he is a bit lazy and does not go fast because he's 1,600 pounds.
No doubt. Wow.
He's a big.
Do you think he's really? Oh, yeah. He's got those big fat pads on his butt, but it's muscle. It's muscle, people.
Right. His neck is the size of, an elephant, but that's okay. He looks good.
He only bucked and kicked once for selling him due to health reasons. Completely unrelated, I'm sure. Susan Nelson sent us this one. Susan, shout out to you. We have a 3.5-year-old buckskin stud for sale. He's probably 14 hands. He has been rode bareback and with a saddle, but I wouldn't say he's broke. This paint is not gated. I thought you said he was a buckskin. Didn't you just start out by saying...
Wait a minute, I think there's this ad deserves it.
So we have a 3.5-year-old buckskin for sale. He's been rode, not broke, not gated. We also have a black Tennessee walking horse gelding. He is 9 years old. He is broke. He's a tall horse. The Tennessee walker is gated. Neither are registered. You can have both for $600. Email me if interested. Only serious buyers will get phone number. I will only give you my phone number when you are actually on your way to look or buy the horses or horse. I will no longer wait for someone not to show up. I will answer any questions you have in email only. Wow. You're angry. I mean, my God. That is one angry person. I will only give you my phone number when you are actually on your way to buy the horses.
She is selling these horses. She is selling these horses, Jamie, because she's in divorce court. That's why she's selling these horses, because he couldn't stand her anymore.
I know. She's getting divorced because she's angry all the time.
And by the way, if she's only going to give you the phone number when you're actually on the way to look at the horse. How do you know where you're going?
I know. Start driving as you listen. Drive down the dirt road. Somebody's going to meet you out at the mailbox, and then they're going to give you your further instructions.
Like James Bond, they're going to have a little tape recorder in the car. It's going to blow up. This will self-destruct. You will not be able to give it to anybody else. Nobody else is getting my phone number.
That's funny. Just, on that directions front, I tagged along with Darcy yesterday on a horse hunting trip. And I had to be the navigator, which is hilarious in and of itself. Two people who are directionally challenged in the same Ford Expedition. And the directions the gentleman gave us included, there's a stone wall right before the second driveway on the left. Now, anybody who's been to Lexington, Kentucky knows how stupid that sounds, because there's a frickin' stone wall in the entire county.
Yeah, we have a million miles of stone walls in Lexington.
There's a stone wall. Well, when we finally get there, what he forgot to mention what is that it is a 12-foot high stone wall. We were standing, the girl in the back seat stood up on the back seat of the expedition and stuck her head out the moon roof and could not see over the stone wall. It was that high.
Wow.
And it went for like 2 miles.
That's like getting instructions. That's by a very expensive stone wall, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's like getting instructions, your driving directions are, all right, listen, you're going to head down the road. And I've actually gotten this one. That's why I can peel it out of my brain so quickly. You're going to head down the dirt road because you're going to turn off once it becomes dirt. You keep on going, and you're going to pass a third chicken coop, and you're going to see a tractor in the driveway on the right. The tractor does not work. You're going to pass the tractor. Why do you have to tell me there's a broken tractor?
Yeah.
So that's a very kind of Kentucky directions for you. I do love this next one, Glenn. Oh, my God. People, go ahead. Just read it.
This is Jennifer in Michigan writes. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Jennifer in Michigan writes, 5-year-old black and white paint mirror for sale. Must sell as soon as possible. $350. Cash takes her. That is a steal. Or we'll trade for gold or a full-size roll-away toolbox.
Here.
Now, there's a random one right there. A full-size roll-away toolbox. I'm surprised she didn't put the brand. A full-size Craftsman roll-away toolbox with 55 drawers.
Catalog now, number SD4-2017.
By the way, trade for gold. If this thing's $350, an ounce of gold now is going for, what, $1,300, $1,400. You're going to have to chop that little gold coin up into about 12 pieces to be able to pay for this paint mirror.
That's what I'm like, what do you want? Okay, you've got this paint mare that's standing in your field. You're selling her for $350. I will trade her for gold. I need gold. What on earth? You want me to walk up and, like, give you a lump of gold? I mean, here, I was digging in my backyard. I found this. I'd like to trade you for your horse. Are you kidding me? We could probably paint a rock, Glenn, and go out and get that horse. Spray paint, baby. Look, I found this huge lump of gold. Yes, it's very valuable. Take it. I'll take your horse. Okay, bye.
You know, the one thing she didn't say, too, was whether the roll-away toolbox had to have tools in it or not.
Or wheels. That's
the other thing.
I mean, I guess
or wheels, yeah.
Rolls.
Well, it's rolls. It'd have to have wheels, I guess.
All right.
You have the next one. This is from our area.
Susan in Lexington. And this is the Lexington Craigslist for you. Susan sent this, and I kind of thought, well, this is kind of boring, you know, no big deal. You want to sell cotton horse bandages. They're white. They're $5 a piece. That's the ad, the title. Then you open it up, and you're like, clean bandages for poulticing or standing bandages. 7 pair for the front leg, 3 pair for the back, 1 baby chick included free. What? I'm buying leg wraps and you want to give me chickens? Baby chickens? What does one thing have to
do with the other at all?
Do
you think she was really trying to sell the leg wraps or get rid of the chickens? I'm not sure which. And I wonder if you wanted to buy the leg wraps if you have to take the baby chick.
I know. That's what it sounds like. 1 baby chick is included for free, so you have to take the chickens.
Does she wrap the chickens up in the leg wraps and then just hand them to you, or what? I don't know.
I'm going to need to buy some extra leg wraps to provide bedding for my new chicken.
That's a good one.
That's Kentucky for you. Kelly Utter sent us this one, and I think, I'm not sure where it was, actually. Did we determine AR is Arkansas?
Yes, it's Arkansas.
Okay. So this is in Arkansas. Tennessee walking horse for sale or trade. Katie is a 3-year-old walking horse. She is Palomino. She is 16-1 hands, about 1,200 pounds. Well, not too overweight. She is green broke and just needs to be worked with. 3 weeks after I got her, I found out I was pregnant and couldn't ride her. After I had my son, I rode her a little bit, and now I'm fixing to have another child and don't have the time for her. The only thing wrong with her is that she is something called neutral weight or something like that. She holds and gains weight perfectly fine, just at the beginning of the summer, for the first few weeks, she loses weight on and off, but she gains it back with no problem at all. I am asking $500 for her, or I will take a well-broke paint for an intermediate rider or a four-wheel drive 500cc or bigger four-wheeler in decent condition. If you are interested in this ad or have any questions, call. So if you have a – I like how she wasn't taking a four-wheeler that was under 500cc's, though, darn it. She wants a good four-wheeler.
Hold up. Okay, she doesn't have time because she found out she was pregnant, and then she had her baby, and now she was riding, but she's fixing to have another child and don't have the time for her. But I will trade her for another horse. I
no.
thought you said you didn't have time for her.
And what
are you
neutral,
talking about?
What is neutral weight? Or something called neutral weight or something like that?
I think she got that one wrong. I've never heard of a horse at the beginning of the summer losing weight off and on, and she gains it back with no problem at all. But again, you know, you can find out what neutral weight is for $500. That's all you have to do. $500 to get you a very special 3-year-old walking horse with neutral weight syndrome.
I wish I had neutral weight syndrome, because I kind of have overweight syndrome. I really need to have neutral weight syndrome. I have the wrong syndrome.
No, see, you're missing the point. Neutral weight is what most of us have, is you lose weight, but then you gain it back with no problem. I'm neutral weighted, too. I can lose it, and I gain it right back. No problem. Oh, gosh. Here's another one. And this goes I actually found this one. This is Phoenix at its best. Actually, this is from a place west of Phoenix, west of where I live, which is Wadale. And this is in a place called Tonopah, Arizona. And they are very they're very special out in Tonopah. No offense to all of our Tonopah listeners. Actually, you're not listening because they don't even have internet out there. This is a desert, people. Middle of nowhere. I don't even think there's schools. It's clear by this ad there's no educational system in Tonopah. I would like for you to understand that every single one of these words is misspelled with the exception of this, an I. Every other word is misspelled, so I'm trying to get through it. This is a beautiful 2.5-year pure Arabian horse, all black. Okay, what that really spells is beady, full, Arab, it's like text speak or something. This is a nice horse with legal paper. He's all black income settle, S-A-T-T-L-E. This horse are expend naive and hard to find less than $1,500. My offer is $1,000. You could call or text. Also, I could send you pics. I didn't upload them because I posted my sale through a cell phone. BT free 24 pic. Wow. I don't even, it's hard to even read. But apparently they've got a horse that's all black, Arabian, with legal papers. And with him comes a saddle, or a settle. I don't know what that is. And they're expensive and hard to find for less than $1,500, but this one's a steal at $1,000. Go ahead.
The next one Jennifer found, this one was in our local Lawrenceburg area, which is not too far from Lexington, Kentucky here. And the title is Guard Donkey, $250. Dapple gray male intact donkey. He needs his sheath cleaned. Very friendly. Produces beautiful offspring. Great guard donkey for sheep, goats, or other livestock. So there you go. If you are concerned about somebody stealing one of your horses or one of your sheep or one of your goats, you get the guard donkey. This guard donkey will take care of you. That means this donkey attacks everything that moves.
You need to castrate it. I've heard of people having donkeys to protect their herd, but you would castrate the donkey so he doesn't breed the sheep, goats, or other livestock. That's what's going to happen. He's a great daddy. He will breed your sheep and your goats.
But nobody's going to steal them. Ain't nobody going to steal them.
He will kill them.
And now our runner-up today, and this was sent in by Dawn Deans, who is a regular listener of ours. And this ad says the title was Thoroughbred, which is actually spelled right. Great horse, love him. By the way, this is all one big long paragraph without any punctuation whatsoever. No capitalization. Just one long sentence. No capital, nothing. I'm going to try and do it the best I can. So here we go. Let me take a drink. I'm going to need to get a drink of water. Great horse, love him very much. He is the gentlest, most laid-back horse, but likes to run. I hate to sail him, but I can't afford his board fee anymore. He's about 8 years old. He is an ex-dressage horse with great markings and took years of breeding to produce his perfect markings. He was later a racehorse because some idiot bought him and wasted and wasn't into dressage. I just have him as a friendly pet, and we must have to go to Good Home. Well, let me break that down a little bit. The line in here that was so classic was, he was later a racehorse because some idiot bought him who wasn't into dressage.
Back up a little bit, because what I thought was fantastic is that, you know, breeding thoroughbred racehorses is, you know, years and years of study as far as finding a fast horse. This horse was bred for his markings, his perfect markings. It took years of breeding to produce his perfect markings. What did you want? I have got to have a horse with a blaze. I have got to have a horse with a blaze, so I need to go ahead and keep breeding horses until I get a horse. What does the markings have to do with thoroughbred racehorses? Sorry.
True. It's true. And obviously he was a dressage horse before he became a racehorse. And it was because some idiot thought a thoroughbred was supposed to be a racehorse. Obviously.
Some idiot.
Yeah, that was wrong. Thank you, Dawn. That was a good one. And now the winner.
Our winner of Dr. Rose's salve, which is like full of tea tree oil, all sorts of good stuff, is Karen Heiser. Karen Heiser sent us this. It's actually not even a horse for sale. The ad title is, let me see if I can do it right. Super poop. Horse manure turbocharged for your garden, $5. We are running low on crap. And if you don't come out soon, we will be all out. $5 will give you one scoop from our Kubota 2230 loader. Our manure is peat moss and poop, all caps, from quality horses. Only from quality horses. Poop from quality horses, people. Call me. I am available weekend mornings. Wow.
So
you're selling crap for $5 a scoop. That's cheaper than ice cream these days.
And I love how he said $5 will get you one scoop from our Kubota 2230 loader. Well, I ain't buying it if it's coming from any John Deere loader, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's gotta
only
be a Kubota,
Kubota
for me to
definitely.
Buy your crap. Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
And then, and then it was only from quality horses.
We have
a horse ranking system for poop now that I don't know about. Is there a poop ranking system? Maybe there's a poop meter that we can just set the poop on and it tells us whether it's quality or not.
I'm sorry. This poop is not good enough for our peat moss mixture. $5 a scoop. It's got to go. Wow.
And obviously
thank
he's
you,
running
Karen.
Out, so there mustn't be. He said in the first line, we're running low on crap. So obviously he's running low on crap. There mustn't be a lot of quality horses where he lives because he's running low on crap.
That's so great. That is so great. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You know what this, you can imagine what this place looks like, can't you? You can just imagine driving down the dirt lane and making the corner into this guy's driveway. You can imagine the dead cars and everything else that's on this guy's property.
Yeah, guaranteed. That guy has more non-working cars than working cars. That's for sure. And there's more cars on blocks than cars with wheels. Definitely.
And he didn't say that the Kubota actually ran. He just said that that's where he puts the poop.
That's your scoop. Oh, I love Friday. I love Freestyle Fridays and Craigslist ads. And you know what? I even love doing my homework along the week to find the Craigslist ads even more. So hopefully you guys will continue to send us your ads. Just if you're bored, you know, you're at work right now, log on to Craigslist.com and look for horses. It's in the farm and garden section. There's got to be something interesting in your area. And then email it to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. Put in the title bad ads, because apparently she's flooded with emails all the time. So put bad ads in the subject line, and you could win the prize like Karen did today. So congratulations to everyone who sent one out to us, and we'll be back next week with some more. I can't wait.
Well, I have a couple of housekeeping items for this Friday. It's 2 weeks from today. We will be at Rolex covering the event. We'll be we'll be live there at Rolex. So we'll be live Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then that following week, we'll actually be off Monday and Tuesday to recuperate. So our schedule will be changed a little bit in a couple of weeks here. But the neat part is you'll be able to get up on Saturday morning and listen to us live from Rolex. And that's kind of cool. We'll be having all kinds of fun guests on with us. And then Chris will be doing the eventing radio show live in the afternoons from Rolex. And she'll be doing a little bit more serious coverage than Jamie and I will be. and she'll be giving you the wrap-up, talking to the riders, and really bringing to you the end of everyday coverage like we have for the past couple of years at the Rolex event. We'll be set up in the indoor. If you're coming to Rolex, first of all, let us know. We'd love to meet you. And we'll be setting up in the old indoor where the trade fair is. And I think they're going to put us like where the judges' box is in the stands over there. We'll have a permanent setup over there. And that's where we'll do our shows from. So you'll be able to come and watch if you want and meet everybody. That'll be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to that. Also, all the shows are coming out for the week. There's some great shows on the Horse Radio Network this week. One of the things I wanted to mention, and we'll post it on Facebook here shortly, and you can find it right now on the Stable Scoop Facebook page, is Lena and I had Debbie Laux on with us, who is Monty Roberts' daughter. Monty is the hottest horse dad, of course, for the Horse Radio Network. And we had her on talking about the Monty Roberts University and a couple other things. She's just delightful. It was a lot of laughs and a lot of fun. But she has offered a coupon code for all the listeners of the Horse Radio Network. You can actually go to the Monty Roberts University, which was filled with tons of videos and some great educational stuff, and you can get it free for 7 days. She's given us a coupon code where you can go there and get complete access to everything for 7 days just for being a listener here of the Horse Radio Network. So we'll post that on Facebook, so you can just click on the link and go get your free 7 days. And I'll tell you what, they have some great stuff. Helena she loves this Monty Roberts University and spends a lot of time on there. So you're going to like it as well, I think. And it's very nice of them for Monty and Debbie to offer that to our listeners. We really appreciate it. What are you up to this weekend, Janie?
I was just about the Monty Roberts thing. I'm a friend on Facebook, and they post articles all the time, and they take your questions. And, you know, my horse won't stand still for mounting. What do I do? Or my horse is aggressive in the pasture with other horses. And you can just read the article. It's cool. So I recommend it. This weekend, let's see, busy weekend. I'm going to my riding lesson as soon as the show is over. I'm going to head up to North Scottsdale, about a two-hour drive with the horses. And going to ride them up there. And it is Jet's first day doing jump courses. I wanted supervision on day one of jump courses. So we are working hard to try to make that June horse trial up at Coconino. So we're gonna keep working.
For that,
and then,
for the super starter itty-bitty novice stadium jumping course you're going to do?
Yeah, Lord knows if I will make it or not, but at least I'm trying. like you said, this is a horse that I haven't cantered in a field. So this is a horse that, could I imagine myself running cross country with this animal? No. but by God, we're going to keep working on it. And if we do it, great. If not, then, you know, we tried. So yes, that's that horse. And we've even given him his own show name, because he had a horrible racehorse name and he was tortured with that name. So we changed his name. His show name is now Fighter Jet. Chad loves it because he's owned by one Chad Jennings. So Chad Jennings owns Fighter Jet. It's perfect.
That is great. I like that.
Thank you. And then tomorrow we've got the Giants are in town here in Arizona, and Chad's a Giants fan, so we're going to the baseball game. And Sunday is a cookout. Some friends of ours are moving to Dubai. So we are going to send them away before they head across overseas, and you know, we won't see him for years.
Well, that's cool. It sounds
to?
Like a very busy weekend. Well, of course, I have my first a celebrity appearance as a horse show. By the way, this will be my first and last, I'm sure. Celebrity appearance as a horse show announcer. I certainly will not be an Alan Moorhead, that is for sure. You know, and I will never be invited back. You can guarantee that as well this weekend. So we'll be doing that. And, you know, I got to finish up getting my tax thing done today because it's April 15th and it's kind of got to get done and in the mail. So that's one of my projects yet. I got to kind of finish that up yet. So we're going to be working on that after the show today. Don't forget, everybody, it's April 15th. Get it done. Do it now.
Oh, yeah. I know. I fell asleep with Chad on the computer last night working on the taxes, and I woke up a couple times just to hear him go, "You got to be kidding me," like grunts and random things that happen. So, yeah, I understand, and I'm glad that the math major in the house is the one that's doing our taxes. I'm like, good night, honey. Have fun doing the taxes. Being married is awesome.
Hey, Karen Heiser, the winner of our – was listening this morning of our Really Bad Ads, and she wrote, "Thank you for choosing my submitted bad ad. Never won anything from submitting information about poop." There's probably not too many people who have won by submitting information about poop. That's probably
Karen,
a safe statement.
I've never been one to sing about sheets cleaning either. This show is opening doors for all of us, okay?
Karen, would you please, the senior listening, would you send Jennifer your address? Just send it to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com, and we'll get your prize out. And thank you so much. We really appreciate the prize from Dr. Rose's as well. Let's call it a day, Jamie. You can hear all of our shows at horseradionetwork.com. All of them came out for the week. There's 7 other shows on this network, so be sure to listen to as many of them as you can. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Horse Radio.
And if you missed a live show, you can listen to recorded versions. Maybe you're doing that right now on our website, affiliate websites, iTunes. You don't have to miss an episode. We will be back Monday morning at 9 Eastern. Hopefully, we're going to talk to some people at Old Friends that are experiencing some financial woes, and they might actually need your help. And I've got an update on Uncle Mo. Dun, dun, dun. Uncle Mo update Monday morning. Goodbye, everybody. Say goodbye, Glenn.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a great weekend and be safe.